Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on making a colorful jungle style 808 tail with a DJ friendly structure. Today we're not just designing a bass sound, we're building a bass moment that can actually live inside a drum and bass arrangement. That means it needs to hit hard, move nicely into a transition, and still leave room for the kick, snare, and break edits to do their job. In jungle and darker DnB, contrast is everything. You want sections that feel heavy and full, and then you want clean moments that help the DJ blend into the next part. A well-made 808 tail can act like a bass hit, a downlifter, a bridge, or an end-of-phrase accent. So we're going to make one sound that can do all of that. We'll keep it simple and use Ableton stock tools only. The main devices today are operator or wavetable, saturator, auto filter, EQ8, drum bus, reverb, echo, utility, and maybe glue compressor if we need a bit of bus control. First, set your project tempo to 174 BPM. That's a very natural tempo for modern jungle and drum and bass. Then create a new MIDI track and load operator. Operator is a great choice for this because it's clean, simple, and very beginner-friendly. Now draw in a MIDI note around C1 or D1. Keep it short, maybe about half a bar at first. We want the tail to come from the synth and the effects, not from a long-held note. That gives us a tighter, more DJ-friendly result. Now let's build the core sound. In operator, start with a clean sine-style foundation on oscillator A. Keep the level strong enough so you clearly hear the fundamental. This is your low-end anchor. This is the part that holds the weight. Shape the envelope so it feels like an 808 hit. Set the attack very fast, basically 0 to a few milliseconds. Set the decay somewhere around 400 milliseconds to maybe 1.2 seconds, depending on how long you want the tail. Keep sustain very low or all the way down. Then set release somewhere around 120 to 300 milliseconds. If you want a classic 808 style punch, add a little pitch dive at the start. Keep it subtle. You do not need a huge crazy drop. A quick fall of around 12 to 24 semitones max, with a short decay, is enough to give that elastic hit. This gives the bass some attitude right at the front, before the tail blooms out. Now add saturator after operator. This is where the sound starts getting interesting and usable in the mix. Start with about 3 to 8 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. Then lower the output to match the original volume so you're judging the tone, not just the loudness. If the sound is too clean, slowly add more drive until the bass starts to read on smaller speakers. That's a really important beginner move. You do not want to destroy the sub. You want to create harmonics around the sub, so the bass can be heard outside of big speakers too. After saturator, add drum bus if you want even more bite. Keep the drive modest, maybe 5 to 15%. For beginners, keep boom low, around 0 to 10%. If you need a little extra attack, raise transient slightly. If it gets too bright, tame it with damp. Now let's clean up the shape with EQ8. First, cut out useless low rumble below 25 to 30 Hz. That low stuff usually doesn't help and can just eat headroom. If the tail feels muddy, try a small dip around 180 to 350 Hz. If it starts getting harsh or nasal, tame a bit around 2 to 5 kHz. After EQ, add auto filter. This is where the tail gets movement. Try a low-pass filter and set the cutoff somewhere between 150 and 600 Hz, depending on how dark you want it. A little resonance, maybe 5 to 15%, can make it feel more alive. The key move is automation. Start the tail a bit more open, then close it down as it fades. That opening then vanishing motion is very effective in jungle and rollers. Now add echo for a bit of space and motion. Keep it subtle. Try 1/8 or 1/4 sync timing, with feedback around 10 to 25%, and dry/wet around 5 to 15%. If possible, keep the repeats darker so they do not clutter the low end. Then add reverb, but use it carefully. In DnB, too much reverb on bass can turn the mix into mush very fast. Start with a short decay, maybe 0.5 to 1.8 seconds, and keep the dry/wet low, around 3 to 10%. A small or medium room usually works better than a giant wash. If needed, put the reverb on ascend so you can control it more easily and keep the bass punchy. A really good DJ-friendly trick is to place this tail at the end of a phrase. For example, let the groove run for 7 bars, then in bar 8 pull back one kick or snare hit and let the 808 tail answer the gap. That call and response feeling is huge in jungle. It makes the arrangement feel intentional, not random. Think in phrases. The tail works best at the end of 4-bar or 8-bar sections. You might place it on the last beat of bar 8, or at the start of a breakdown, or right before the next drop. That's how you make a track that DJs can actually mix with. You want the low end to stay disciplined so it does not step all over the incoming track. If you want a cleaner intro or outro version, make the tail shorter and keep the reverb lighter. The sub should stay centered and controlled, and only the top texture should bloom outward. That way the track stays useful in a mix. Now that the sound is close, resample it. Create a new audio track and record the bass tail, or resample the master if that's easier in your setup. Resampling is a really smart workflow in drum and bass because it gives you more control. You can trim the exact tail length, fade the end, reverse a slice, or duplicate the hit for a thicker transition. Once it's audio, try a few edits. Trim the tail so it ends cleanly. Add a fade if needed. Reverse just the last quarter note or eighth note to create a transition effect. You can even duplicate the tail and offset one copy by a tiny amount for extra weight. Now test the sound in context. Put it in a simple loop with a kick, snare on 2 and 4, and maybe a break layer or hat loop. This part matters a lot. A bass tail can sound amazing alone and still be way too long or too bright once the drums come back in. So always judge it in arrangement, not just in solo. Use utility if you need to check stereo width. Keep the sub mono. That's the rule. If the bass feels too wide, pull the width down and compare mono versus stereo. The core low end should always stay dependable in mono. If the tail starts masking the kick, do not immediately go crazy with EQ. First try shortening the release or lowering the tail by 1 to 3 dB. A lot of mixing problems are really just level or length problems, not EQ problems. Now let's add some motion with automation. Keep it simple. One or two automated moves is usually enough. You could close the auto filter cutoff during the tail. You could slightly increase saturator drive on the final hit of the phrase. You could raise echo feedback briefly before a drop, then pull it back. Or you could add a small rise in reverb dry slash wet at the transition moment. A really nice starter move is to automate the filter from around 600 Hz down to 200 Hz during the tail. That gives you a nice controlled fall. You can also bump echo feedback from 10% to 20% right before a new section, then drop it back after the transition. That kind of tension and release feels very at home in darker jungle. Here's the big picture. Think of the 808 tail as two jobs in one sound. The first job is the low-end anchor. The second job is the character layer. Keep the sub clean and centered. Let the upper harmonics get dirty, filtered, and a little atmospheric. If you keep that split in your head, your decisions get much easier. For a darker or heavier DNB feel, less is often more. One strong filter sweep or one deliberate delay moment will usually sound more intentional than statting a bunch of FX. If the tail is disappearing on small speakers, add a little more saturation before turning up the volume. Harmonics are what make it readable outside the sub range. Here's a simple mini practice challenge. Make three versions of the same 808 tail. First, a clean version with just operator and a short decay. Second, a colored version with saturator and EQ, cutting below 30 Hz and adding a mild drive. Third, a DJ transition version with auto filter, echo and a small reverb send, with the filter closing during the tail. Then loop each version with kick, snare, and a simple break or hat pattern. Listen to which version works best in a drop and which one works best in an outro. The goal is to find the version that supports the groove instead of fighting it. If you want to push it further, try a pitch dive ending by automating the final part of the tail to fall a little more in pitch. Or duplicate the hit and offset the copy slightly for a ghosted echo effect. You can even resample the tail, reverse a short slice, and place it before the main hit for a suspenseful pickup. To wrap it up, the key ideas today are simple. Start with a clean operator source. Shape the tail with saturation, EQ, filtering, echo, and a touch of reverb. Keep the sub mono. Place the tail on phrase ending so it feels DJ-friendly. And once it works, resample it and treat it like audio for faster, cleaner arrangement. In drum and bass, the best effects tails are the ones that support the groove, not fight it. So make it hit, make it move, and make it leave just enough space for the drums to keep rolling.